This is day 11 of the Kansas Weed Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. After widespread rains this past weekend, Kansas wheat harvest was at a halt on Monday, but a few farmers were able to get back in the fields late in the day on Tuesday. Wednesday's scorching temperatures and strong winds allowed combines to begin to roll again. However, humidity levels are high and the ground is still pretty wet, even though the wheat is ready. According to the June 25th USDA NASS Kansas Crop Progress Report, winter wheat coloring was 98%. Mature was 85%, near 82 last year, and harvested was 52%, ahead of 44 last year and well ahead of 32 for the five-year average. Winter wheat condition rated 15% very poor, 31 poor, 38 fair, 14 good, and 2 excellent. Chris Wagner, Vice President of Grain at Garden City Co-op in Finney County, reported that harvest began on June 12th. The rain set them back about 5 days to a week. He said they are only about 20 to 25% harvested, and they don't expect to be done with harvest for about 2 more weeks if they don't receive any more moisture. However, the rain has had a positive impact on fall crops in the area. Wagner said test weights are down about a half a point to a full point, coming in on average around 60.5 pounds per bushel. Wagner said our yields are about normal, coming in around 20 to 40 bushels per acre. There are some outliers that are coming in higher than others, but we are mainly getting our normal numbers. Wagner also said samples of protein are running around 12%. He said in comparison to previous years, right now yields are lower and quality is right on track. Jason Baker, location manager of Scott Co-op in Scott County, said they have barely started on their harvest, but from what they have seen so far, people are pleased with the results. He reported that there were a few farmers that began harvest on June 15th through the 17th, but they were rained out on June 18th. They were able to start harvesting again on June 26th. Baker said, I have heard people are pleased, and there is more out there in the fields than they were expecting. Baker reported test weights are lower and proteins are higher than normal. Fields have had proteins in a wide range from 10.5% to 15.5%, whereas a company, Baker said, they average around 12.5% for protein. Test weights have been averaging around 58 to 60 pounds per bushel, some of which are hurting because of the drought in the area. Baker also said there were above-average abandonment acres destroyed early that were scratched and turned to corn or fallow. He said the fields got hit with a really bad hailstorm that wiped out a bunch of fields. The weekend rain also came with some hail again. A positive for this year is there's no sign of wheat streak mosaic virus in the fields, which was a problem last year. There is another chance of rain this coming weekend, so Baker thinks in Scott City they will be most of the way done with harvest by the following weekend, July 6th through the 9th. Baker said, overall, I would say that we are in good shape. The rain is always a good thing, it just didn't have the best timing for us. The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WeedHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.